This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. A recent study shows that U.S. farming is still a family business. We'll have more right after this.
Crop insurance is complex. That's why Farm Credit Services of America delivers full-time crop insurance officers with proprietary decision-making tools. We can sort through dozens of options for a plan that fits your financial and risk management needs. Proprietary tools and unsurpassed expertise deliver greater peace of mind. Discover the difference. Call 800-884-FARM. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Despite cries against so-called factory farming, the Farms and Ranches at a Glance report shows that U.S. farming is still a family business. Betty Resnick, an American Farm Bureau Federation economist, said the report is a project of USDA's Economic Research Service and National Agriculture Statistics Service.
The America's Farms and Ranches at a Glance report is from ERS and NAS, and it describes characteristics of U.S. farms and ranches. They use data from the Agricultural Resource Management Survey, which is an annual survey of about 19,000 farms.
The report shows that a large number of U.S. farms are still owned by families.
One of the biggest findings is that farming continues to be a family business. 97% of all U.S. farms are family-owned, and family farms account for 90% of all farm production by value. In addition, 88% of all farms are classified as small family farms.
Resnick said the report underscores the financial conditions for U.S. farms.
It puts high-risk farms as those operating at under a 10% profit margin, and low-risk farms operate above a 25% profit margin. It's important to note that every category of farms has at least a quarter of farms classified in that category as high-risk, which is why the farm safety net provided by the Farm Bill is so critical to keeping our country's farms in business during volatile times. In addition, this survey does classify farms into small farms, mid-size, large, and classifies them by both family-owned and non-family-owned.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those five daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.